Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm very excited about having our next guest back on the show. Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott is an original member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of something under 50 books that have sold something under 5 billion copies galactically. She, including If Life is a Game, These Are the Rules, which is her flagship book that launched the franchise of so many other books. But she's written others, and some before that, too, by the way, I might say. Also, If Success is a Game, These Are the Rules, one of my favorites. She's an international entrepreneur. She's our good friend, Cherie Carter-Scott. Welcome back to the show.
I'm delighted to be here, and congratulations to you, my hero, Jim Blasingame.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Well, and folks, she's talking about I remind the audience, Cherie, we're going to be a little bit obnoxious this week.
That's okay.
Because
we're celebrating. You have a right to brag.
We're celebrating our 13th anniversary. Thank you for that. And of course, we couldn't have done it without you. You've been a great supporter of ours all these years. Cherie, one of the things that I remember was the first time I met you was you sent me your book, If Life is a Game, These Are the Rules. And I fell in love with it, wrote about it, talked about it. And the book began as some of your thoughts that you just put down on paper. And all of a sudden they took off and they didn't belong to you for a while, right? Because they kind of went out across the internet and you were out of touch with them for a while, weren't you?
You have such a good memory. It's amazing. The number of people you talk to and to remember that little tiny fact is unbelievable. But you're right. In 1974, I was sitting down with a colleague to design the first coach training to train life coaches. And the Rules for Being Human was a handout in session number 11 to kind of sum up the experience of what it means to be a life coach and help people through transitions and changes. And that one page was photocopied and passed on to people and passed on until it circumnavigated.
Long before the internet.
The entire globe.
Yeah.
It went all over the globe. And when the internet came out, it was on 66 different websites claimed by other people as
yeah.
their authorship.
Yeah. But the best story was one of your good friends included it in one of his books.
Jack Canfield
included in one of his books attributed to an anonymous author. Good for him for not plagiarizing, and he didn't even know it was written by one of his good friends. You
what a brilliant memory you have. Yes, Jack did say if life is a game. He said that the 10 Rules for Being Human on page 81 of the first Chicken Soup for the Soul book, the very first one, and then I got a phone call from Dan Millman, who said, didn't you write these? I said, well, I did. He said, well, shouldn't you get credit? And I said, the guy didn't write it for credit. He said, oh, come on, knock it off.
Yeah.
And he called Jack and said, give her credit. And I think that's a very true gender statement, because very often women will not go out of their way to make certain that somebody notices that they did something, where a man has no compunction at all about saying, hey.
I can't believe you actually just said that, Cherie.
I did, I promise. Absolute truth.
So you think, of course, anybody could have lost this. I mean, it could have gotten away from anybody. But once you found out that other people were benefiting from it, you didn't feel that you. I mean, what as a female, what did you think?
I wrote it for people to have benefit.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote it in the first place. But I kind of have this feeling that I don't own the knowledge. I mean, it's universal
right.
wisdom.
So do you think the female angle that you just added to this thing is amazing to me, because your altruism trumped your competitivism.
Exactly.
Competitiveness.
Exactly.
So
that's true.
Interesting. Do you think that happens more with women than men?
Well, I kind of do, because I think that men are just much more out there and more
competitive.
Competitive for sure. I mean, I think it's just absolutely true.
We're more aggressive.
Yep.
We're not necessarily meaner, but we're more aggressive.
And not necessarily apologetic about it.
Yeah. I've already said I'm going to be a little obnoxious this week, folks. Get ready. Fair warning.
You claimed it.
Fair warning. but we're so darn cute about it, though, right? Right, Cherie?
Yeah, exactly. Guys? It was just one of those funny moments in time. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, I did write it, but I didn't write it for people to say, look at how great she is. I wrote it because I thought that these were universal truths and that they were important for people to know.
Isn't it great, though, Cherie, that you had the option of doing that? You had the option of being altruistic. You had the option of being, you know, being more aggressive. And that's called liberty, in my opinion, Cherie. Having the liberty to go either way, to go one way or the other. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott. She's the author of many books, 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.